Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
This is Seth Cooper, an attorney and former law and policy analyst for the Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Today, I'm here at Discovery Institute in Seattle to bring to your attention an excellent new book by Dr. Carson Holloway titled The Right Darwin: Evolution, Religion, and the Future of Democracy. Dr. Holloway is an assistant professor of political science at the University of Nebraska at Omaha and a fellow in the James Madison Program in American Ideals and Institutions at Princeton University. In The Right Darwin, Holloway launches a convincing critique of a specifically Darwinian base for democracy and for political conservatism. Now, recent decades have seen neo-Darwinian evolutionary theory extended beyond biology and into the realm of human psychology. The result is known to many as sociobiology or evolutionary psychology. Extrapolating from and building upon this Darwinian worldview of nature and human nature is a new Darwinian naturalism in political theory. A handful of notable scholars have proceeded on such a basis to argue that the Darwinian view of human nature supports a type of political conservatism. Through careful analysis, however, Holloway demonstrates that Darwinism cannot supply the moral and ethical foundation necessary for the continuing vitality of a democracy. Holloway goes on to show that Darwinian conservatism suffers from an internal incoherence that leaves it unable to provide a basis for universal human rights as against foreign infringement, and also unable to affirm the inherent dignity of human nature in the face of prospects to biotechnologically re-engineer a post-human race. The French political scientist Alexis de Tocqueville, in his 19th century masterpiece Democracy in America, provides a lens through which Holloway evaluates this new Darwinian political theory. Tocqueville's praises of the new American Republic were tempered by his warnings of liberal democracy's excesses. The problem for liberal democracy is not an inclination towards rampant criminality and anarchy. Instead, liberal democracy is prone to an overly individualistic, material-driven selfishness. According to Tocqueville, the antidote to this problem is found in the ethical restraints and moral obligations that democratic citizens draw from religion. At best, argues Holloway, Darwinian conservatism can only purport to provide an account of the decent materialism or self-seeking consumerism that Tocqueville observes as typical of America's liberal democracy. This decent materialism includes a human sociability and reciprocity with an underlying respect for some kind of public order. But Tocqueville insists that a sustained democracy needs more if it is to prevent a collapse into a selfish, radical individualism. Decent materialism is not enough. Moreover, observing that the Darwinian understanding of human nature holds that morality emerged to promote success in the conflicts between groups that prevailed during the period that our nature evolved, Holloway concludes that Darwinism contravenes any moral standards rooted in human nature. Darwinian conservatism is therefore unable to provide any strong reason why we should respect other humans simply because they are human. Since the Darwinian account of humankind maintains that moral obligations arise through desires and feelings we've obtained via undirected evolution, there is no basis for preferring a mere feeling of common humanity over a desire to oppress others in order to achieve gain for oneself or one's family. The lack of any clear recognition of universal moral standards renders problematic any international order respecting human rights. It also undermines the demands of justice in any large domestic order faced with the prospects of tyranny by the majority. Domestic order is further undermined by the fact that Darwinian conservatism's endorsement of the family falls woefully short. Tocqueville asserted that beyond our biological nature, moral obligation grounded in religion improve the prospects for fidelity and lasting family commitments. But Darwinian conservatism does not countenance any moral restraints arising from religion. It instead relies upon biological drives alone. Writes Holloway, there is little reason to suppose that biological good, at which the conjugal union's aim would require parents to remain together longer than is necessary to raise children to an age at which they no longer require intensive parental care. Holloway also asserts that if the Darwinian account of human nature does not support the notion of permanent marital commitment, neither does it point to a very strict standard of mutual commitment while a marriage lasts. Finally, Holloway shows that the new Darwinian political theory is entirely lacking in the moral resources necessary for mankind to prevent its own abolition in the face of a biotechnological brave new world. Today, advances in science and medicine present us with the possibility of redesigning the basic biology of human beings to create a superhuman or post-human race. Technological advances also entail a dark downside, requiring extensive use and harvesting of human life as raw materials for experimentation. Human cloning, animal-human hybrids, fetal farming, and the like are all on the table for our society to confront. As Holloway notes, some of the leading proponents of Darwinian conservatism write of their own deep concerns about re-engineering the human race and all of its attending consequences. But because of Darwinism's rejection of inherent purpose in humanness itself, we can rely upon no principled basis for defending human dignity and resisting eugenic experimentation and the commoditization of human life. Holloway points to liberal democracy's strong preoccupation with using technology to provide ease and comfort and to minimize suffering. And so he writes that, in the absence of some cosmic teleology that can account for the ultimate goodness of our hard condition, Darwinism can only offer prudential arguments against such modification. Given a Darwinian understanding that our species is the result of purposeless evolution, why should we recognize any limits to the aims of biotechnology? Only a strong moral account of human dignity can offer a satisfactory answer to whether we should steer advances in biotechnology into ethical directions, or whether we should accept that the brave new world is simply the next stage of an undirected evolutionary process. The Right Darwin, Evolution, Religion, and the Future of Democracy, by Carson Holloway, is available in bookstores and online retail outlets. This is Seth Cooper, specially coming to you from the Discovery Institute in Seattle.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com. Thank you.